Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
I'm 19 Keys, and this is high-level conversation.
The library. The library.
The very worst secrecy is replunging in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. We decided a long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweighed the dangers which are cited to justify it. Even today, there is little value in opposing the threat of a closed society by imitating its arbitrary restrictions. Even today, there is little value in ensuring the survival of a nation, and our traditions do not survive with it. And there is a grave danger that an announced need for increased security will be seized upon by those anxious to expand this meaning to the very limits of official censorship and concealment. Now, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but this particular speech is very prophetic. Right. And the America that we have today, we're very over surveillance. There is extreme censorship today. Right. And American people are not given information. Right. As to, in their belief, transparency of who really makes the decisions. Right. I want to ask you about secrecy and secret societies in the sense of, you know, during the times of 1963 to 68, right, there was four assassinations, two whom were family members of yours and the other two who were family members of mine.
Malcolm and Martin.
Malcolm X and Martin Luther King. Now, as we talk about, you know, the forces that your uncle laid out, who do you think that he was speaking to? Because during the 60s, right, was one of the most powerful and pivotal times as far as leaders working to influence the future of America, right? And it seemed to be, you know, these forces behind the scenes that some people call shadow government, some people call managerial class, right? There's all of these different names for it, right? But to be the president of the United States and to speak on forces that he believed that he is going against. And when people think about who has the most power, often people think that it is the president of the United States. So why would he have such a veiled speech in a manner, right, about secrecy and secret orders and secret oaths and secret proceedings, right? What was he alluding to?
Just so that people know, that speech was my uncle, John F. Kennedy.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Oh, and you know, I think he was warning us against the world that we now live in, which is one of his primary interests was keeping the country out of war. And he discovered very quickly into his administration that he was surrounded by an intelligence apparatus, military brass, who considered war with the Soviet Union not only to be inevitable, but also to be desirable and as quickly as possible, because at that point we had a larger arsenal than the Soviet Union. And they considered what he did, that he refused to go into Cuba in 61 and then again in 63 during the Cuban Missile Crisis, first with the Bay of Pigs and then the Cuban Missile Crisis. And then he refused in 62 the opportunity to go to war during the Checkpoint Charlie crisis in Germany, when we were at the brink of nuclear war exchange with the Soviet Union. And he kept us out of Laos. He kept us out of Vietnam. He never sent a combat troop to Vietnam. And a month before he died, to the day, he signed National Security Order 263, ordering all the troops home from Vietnam, all the advisors. There were 16,000 advisors that he had sent there. They were Green Berets, mainly, and helicopter people working on their helicopters. They weren't allowed to participate in combat. Some of them did. He found out that 75 Americans had died, and he said, that's too many, and he ordered them all home with National Security Order 263. 30 days later, he was murdered. I think it was, he was referring to a group of people who were really robbing us of democracy. Democracy is about transparency,
mm-hmm.
because we own the government. The government has no business lying to us. And now it lies, not only lies, but hides things every day, you see. We saw congressional hearings this week in which David Morenz, who was the deputy to Anthony Fauci, had emails in which he was bragging that he had been coached by the Freedom of Information staff, by the chief Freedom of Information officer at NIH, how to hide his emails, how to destroy them in ways in which he couldn't be caught. Mm. So the transparency officer at that agency, the person who's in charge of making sure there's no secrets, was actually coaching high-level staffers how to keep secrets. And, of course, if government is allowed to keep secrets, they're not working for us anymore. They're working for somebody else. They're either working in their own interests, or they're working for some larger interest. And, I think that is the danger, that our democracy can be subverted. Teddy Roosevelt warned in 1903, he said, American democracy will never be destroyed by a foreign enemy. We're too powerful. We've got the oceans mm-hmm. between us and any potential enemies. We have a very, very strong military, a huge economy. We simply cannot be conquered. But our democratic institutions and all the values of our country will be subverted by what he called malefactors of great wealth, who will steal them from within.
Mm.
And I think there's been a number of presidents, my uncle, Teddy Roosevelt, Eisenhower, who warned us 3 days before my uncle took the oath of office on January 17th, 1961. It was my seventh birthday. And I was in Washington. I went to my uncle's inauguration 3 days later. But President Eisenhower, in his farewell speech, made probably one of the most important speeches in American history, where he warned Americans about the emergence of a military-industrial complex that would destroy everything that we value as a country.
Mm-hmm.
My uncle spent 3 years fighting the military-industrial complex. He was then murdered. A month before my uncle died, he passed this order ordering all troops home from Vietnam, all military personnel out of Vietnam. Immediately, Johnson remanded that order. Johnson then sent 250,000 troops there, which they'd been telling my uncle he had to do. He refused. And then my father ran against the war in 68, and he was killed. He ran. He won this state. It was clear that he was going to win the election. He was murdered today. It was 1968. He was murdered, and then Nixon became president.
So who murdered them?
My uncle.
Who killed your uncle, right? Who killed your dad? And are they the same people that assassinated Martin Luther King and Malcolm X?
Yeah, and most people don't know this, but Martin Luther King's family, Dexter and Marty and the rest of the family, Coretta Scott King, who was with me when my dad died, mm. and who then, was on the airplane when we brought my dad's body home from L.A. to New York, and then she was on the train with us, the 7-hour train ride from New York City to Washington, D.C. But they sued. They did a lawsuit mm-hmm. against Martin Luther King that received almost no publicity. But the government conceded mm-hmm. that they won.
Meaning that they sued the government for the assassination of Martin Luther King.
Yeah.
And won.
They won that suit, a civil suit. The Congress of the United States, you know, the Warren Commission, of course, said that, you know, it was a lone gunman who killed my uncle.
Mm-hmm.
But the head of the Warren Commission was Alan Dulles, who was the director of the CIA that my uncle had fired.
Mm.
And we now know that he steered all of the questions away from the CIA involvement. The CIA was clearly involved. I'm an attorney. I was a prosecutor with the evidence, and I've read the evidence. The evidence that we have.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
Now is so voluminous, including confessions of probably 30 people who were involved in his assassination. A lot of them deathbed confessions, but mm-hmm. That clearly shows that there was CIA involvement. Lee Harvey Oswald, the New York Times now admits this, was a CIA asset since, I think, 1957 or 58. Mm. And the CIA is still involved in covering up the final documents that are legally, the government legally is required. Congress passed a law saying that by 2018, all documents related to my uncle's assassination had to be released, and the CIA will not allow that to happen. President Trump ran in 2016 and said he was going to release them all. He got into office, and he changed his mind. Mm-hmm. President Biden made the same promise. He got into office and changed his mind. Why do they change their mind? You know, what are they hiding? This is 60 years after the death. Most of the people are now dead. What could they possibly be hiding other than some, you know, protecting institutional reputations? And Tiger was shot by Ahmed Sukarno, who was the liberator. He was like the George Washington of Indonesia. And the CIA, when Eisenhower was president, the CIA tried to kill him.
Mm.
And he then hated America. He coined the phrase the third world. He became kind of a hero across the developing world. But he was extremely anti-American. And somebody asked my uncle, President Kennedy, about what they were going to do about him and why he was so anti-American. My uncle said, well, if the CIA tried to kill me, I'd be angry. And Sukarno heard that and fell in love with my uncle. He invited my father to Indonesia. My father ended up negotiating a peace between Indonesia and the Netherlands. And he gave him two live Komodo dragons and that Sumatran tiger that he had shot. And my dad gave that to me.
Man, they had to ship this over in a big ass cargo.
The CIA, after my uncle died, went and overthrew him, killed a million Indonesians.
Damn. You were running for president as an independent, and the last independent was also assassinated, right? Abraham Lincoln. So, you know, I've known, I've looked up, and they said that they won't give you Secret Service, right? And, you know, you move around, right, as a presidential yeah. candidate, and you've talked about the threats upon your life, right? So how do you feel as far as your own safety of being assassinated with being so much death in your family? And then the next part of that is, if you were elected to be president, would you then release the files of Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Robert F. Kennedy, and John F. Kennedy? And would you keep that promise, which
the
is hard
I
to say
as
a politician?
I'm going to release all those documents.
The day.
Yeah, that's going to be a big day. I'm also going to sign an executive order forbidding all federal agents, any federal employee from lying to the public. And I the executive order is going to say any federal officer, official who lies to the public in conjunction with his official duties is going to immediately lose his job. I'm going to pass another executive order day one forbidding the CIA from propagandizing American people, ending Operation Mockingbird, you know, which was banned. The CIA admitted in 1973 that it had 400 reporters under contract, the leading reporters and journals in our country. They promised to stop doing that. They legally could not do it. Their charter forbids them from propagandizing Americans. They're allowed to propagandize abroad. And the CIA today is the largest funder of journalism in the world. They funnel $10 billion a year into bribing journalists, blackmailing them. They own many newspapers across Europe, Africa, Latin America, and Asia. And they're legally allowed to do it, but they're not allowed to do it here. But you know,
if they spread news that is ran in another country, then we pick it up in this country.
Yeah, but
then
it's the same thing. Also, in 2016, Obama changed the rule and allowed them to start propagandizing us again. And there's strong, you know, there's a series of articles recently by CIA historians, including David Talbot and Dick Russell, that have shown that many of the journals, including Daily Beast, Rolling Stone, now in control of the CIA, the editor, you know, which was the, when I was growing up, it was the counterculture critic of the CIA. They published the article by Carl Bernstein in 1973, revealing all the CIA involvement in American journalism. They are now under control of their editor-in-chief is a guy with very, very strong ties to the national security community, Daily Kos, Salon, Slate, probably National Geographic and Scientific American, but a lot of our journals, and then the Washington Post and New York Times. Oh, these historians have documented who and exactly how the CIA is doing it. A lot of it's obscure, but they also control the social media. You know, the ARPANET, which was the original internet grid, was constructed by DARPA, which is part of the national security community. The CIA has a hedge fund, an investment fund called InQtel. And InQtel moved a headquarters to Silicon Valley, and they were building Google and Facebook and all of these major social media platforms. Those platforms all have huge contracts with the security industry or the security apparatus. And we know from the Twitter files, from my lawsuit, Kennedy versus Biden, from the attorney generals in Missouri and Louisiana lawsuit, Murtha versus Biden. We have discovery in those suits that show that President Biden opened up a portal which was run by the FBI to all of the social media companies, and that portal was used by about a dozen federal agencies, including the CIA, including CISA, NIH, CDC, the IRS, DHS, and other agencies to censor voices on the internet. So we have now, you know, and now we're seeing the rise of artificial intelligence.
Yeah.
And that's going to give these agencies this extraordinary capacity that's been unknown in human history to control not only human communications, but also our perception of reality. And it's frightening. And I think we need a president in office who's going to protect our constitutional rights, who's going to protect our values, and to make sure that AI, as it grows, is a mechanism for the public holding government accountable rather than a mechanism for the government to control us and to surveil us and to, you know, and to silence dissent.
Look, this right here, crazy. Disclaimer, Don't take this if you don't want to have a super day. I think it got way too much of each ingredient in here, especially the lion's mane and the black seed oil and the MCT oil and the cannabinoids. This had me up all night and I was just knocking out everything. Got to the point I ain't even got nothing to do tomorrow. If you want to like spread out your week in a week, don't take this. If you want to knock out a week in a day, this right here have you going. This is like Viagra for the brain. You ever wake up and you got limp brain, you feel mentally dry and you don't feel inspired and you ain't got what is required for you to go climb that tower of the day and knock everything down? Don't take this, because this had you pound for pound ready to go Mike Tyson rounds. You know what I'm talking about? This Supermind right here is the best thing that I've ever had in my life, but I think it may be too much for the average person. Or maybe we need to put a disclaimer that this is extreme, because this right here, man, I feel like I can do anything. Literally anything. Yeah, this too much. Come on, what else we got to get done, man? Send me the whole agenda. Let's do everything today. We shooting for 24 hours today. I ain't stopping, and y'all think I'm playing. Y'all better take some as well. Matter of fact, here you go. Yeah, you take some, because I'm working non-stop. Ain't no cut. Let's go.
Keys, and this is High Level Conversation.
Library. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.